Pokemonsgrills.com is better than pie.
I think the first of that one got cut off. I apologize profusely.
My head is a box filled with nothing, and that's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent, and that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. The winter is long in the city, and that's the way I like it. So please, baby, please, open your heart, catch my disease.
All right, good song, good fun. Okay, here we are. We're back.
Happy Wednesday.
Three days in a row.
We're so proud of ourselves.
We've been so unpredictable lately. It's just amazing. Well, you know.
Maybe we shouldn't call ourselves the only longest running daily podcast.
Anymore?
maybe we should go whenever we can.
The sad thing is we're going away again.
Yes, we are.
We're going away for a week.
Maybe we can stockpile shows.
No, I'm not even going to try.
There's no stockpiling.
Not even going to try.
Oh, okay.
We're going away for a week. A little over a week, actually.
Over a week. 12 days.
To Florida to visit Faye's sister. We're going to go to Walt Disney, take Helen to Walt Disney World.
With Tim and Karen. Well, not with them, but they'll be there.
They'll be there. So we get to see Mr. Tim and Mead. And so that'll be great. We get to visit with them for a little while. Hopefully have supper with them and hang out a little bit maybe and catch up. And so that's going to be fun. And visit with their sister one more day and then come home.
Uh-huh.
So,
and then we'll be home for 3 weeks. And then we're leaving to Wisconsin for a week.
That's just kind of a long weekend.
Well, but it is really a week. I mean, once you get driving there and spending there and getting back.
So we don't. We have never podcasted in our spare time. We have made this a priority as a ministry, and we have done it. And we're not changing that, but the Lord is. The Lord is kind of changing our priorities. And I mean, He's giving us things that have always been in priority. He's just making those areas busier.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. That's all we know to do.
Yep.
You know? Plus, I'm starting school again in the fall.
Oh, boy.
And there's no telling what's
going to happen. And Brad's a very slow reader. I think I'm going to have to go to school with him so that I can read it to him.
No telling what's going to happen at that point. So,
do they have like textbooks that like where they need like the History Channel guy to like read the textbook and then you can buy the audio version and listen to the textbooks being read?
That sounds expensive.
Well, yeah, but at least then you'd get them listened to in time.
Well, that's true. If I could just get them on digital format, my computer will read them for me.
Oh, that's true. Fantastic. Yeah, you need one of those. What do you call those things? The Amazon readers.
Do I?
Yeah, because it'll read it to you.
Well, my computer will read it. I don't need an Amazon reader.
Okay.
I have a Mac. Okay. I don't need an Amazon. I don't need another thing.
Okay, just saying. You want an iPhone?
I do.
That's another thing.
That's true. I've really been appreciating my Trio lately because it can do a lot of things the iPhone can't do. But the one thing it can't do that I really appreciate about the iPhone is it can't switch over to Wi-Fi. So when I'm at home, I can't really do anything. Because lately, all I've been able to do is Twitter because I can do it on my phone. So when I'm in a meeting, I can Twitter, you know, and it's kind of kept me connected in a lot of ways to some of the people in the ministry. And you know, I can't really get to the forums when I'm on my phone, but I can Twitter and so,
yeah,
that kind of thing. So, and I mean, I can Twitter in the car, so.
You shouldn't, but he does.
Shouldn't?
No,
does.
You shouldn't.
Shouldn't.
It makes me nervous.
So listen, we got to talk about doubt.
Doubt?
Doubt, and then whatever you got.
Oh,
very
okay.
Quickly. Okay. This is dedicated to Michael. Michael's a person who's contacted me who is, I don't know if he's doubting his faith or if he's doubting just his religion.
Okay.
I'm trying to decipher that. He's questioning some of the beliefs of the denomination that he's in.
Okay.
And let's just say the denomination that he's in is a very all-encompassing one. I mean, okay. It encompasses, he lives in a commune, I guess is what you want to say. Is that okay. right? I don't want to put a
It's not a. It's not
term.
A negative.
Yeah, not a negative thing.
Way. I mean, it's not like we're drinking Kool-Aid kind right. of commune.
The best. Look, I've investigated and talked to him and investigated their beliefs and doctrines, and I can't find anything that you know is not full on Christian in there. It's a Christian group. It's just they choose to live together and kind of you know sort of like I guess the Amish,
like the early. It's the early church. I mean, they look back to the early
yeah.
church.
Well, that's what the others are trying to do. Exactly.
Taking care of each other, selling their possessions.
But the point is, and that I don't want to get into their doctrine or what they believe or anything like that. I don't care. It doesn't matter. What matters is that this person is having doubts, and my message, was to him and is to everybody. Doubt is good. Doubt is, to me, I think, I've looked in the Bible and doubt is a blessing. It's a gift of God. You know, Rene Descartes, it's the one thing you can't doubt. Rene Descartes, he was a philosopher and he was a skeptic.
Okay.
And he proceeded to decide to doubt everything. He's not going to believe in anything at all.
Okay.
And let's go back to square one. He was trying to get rid of all assumptions is what he was trying to do.
Okay.
He was trying to build, he came on way later. I don't even know when he lived in maybe the 1600s. I mean, it was way later.
After
it wasn't like Socrates, Aristotle.
Yeah.
And he was saying, everything that he was kind of looking at everything. And he said, everything that I can read in the masters and everything that I can study through philosophy, they all have assumptions. They're all using assumptions. And one of the big ones like that Plato used was that the universe was eternal, mm-hmm. or that that the rocks and the not just the universe but the earth itself was eternal, and so anyway he wanted to try to get rid of all assumptions and doubt everything and see where it led him, and where it led him to was one of the more famous statements that really is the beginning of all logic in a sense, and that is he could doubt everything but the fact that he was doubting. he could doubt that God existed. He could doubt that the perceived world around him was the actual world. I mean, he could really doubt everything except for the fact that he was doubting. Mm-hmm. Something was doing the doubting. So therefore, he said, I think, therefore I am. But it could very well also be translated as I doubt, therefore I can mm-hmm. I exist. And so if he has existence, then he had a place to start in building a philosophy. And which was kind of the end of answer to the skeptics. I mean, this was the end of the skeptical movement, which a lot of skeptics at the time were saying you couldn't know anything, that truth was unknowable, that you couldn't know anything. Mm-hmm. And he said, you can know something. And if you can know one thing, you can know other things. And that's when logic began to build, and we went, and so you have the laws of logic, starting mm-hmm. the law of non-contradiction. These kinds of things come out of that so that we can know things, and none of those things contradict the Bible. Now, here's what we do know from the Bible. We do know that Thomas was a doubter, mm-hmm. right? And John 20, 24 through 29. Was he persecuted for his doubting? Did Jesus get on to him for his doubting? Was he cursed because of it? No. It says, the entire passage says, now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I can see the nail-scarred hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." And a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Now, so Thomas is with them, and he wishes peace. So your answer to doubt from Jesus mm-hmm. is peace. Mm-hmm. And it's not just peace. He says, "Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas called out, "Lord, and my Lord,
believe,
my God.
Yeah, I believe you.
Because you've seen me and believed, you are blessed. Blessed are those who have not seen mm-hmm. and yet believe." So there was another doubting passage it was the disciples. This is, the lack of faith, is associated doubt is not associated with a lack of faith. It's with not understanding. Because Jesus said, "Ye of little faith, when they were doubting the Lord, you know, when he was in the boat and he was asleep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We went through this with the get out of the boat thing, right? Well, he was asleep, and they came to him and says, you know, are you just going to let us die? You know, because they were doubting his, you know, they didn't, but it wasn't associated with their lack of faith. I mean, it wasn't associated with their disbelief. It was associated with a misunderstanding. They didn't understand. Because mm-hmm. it was after he calmed the storm, they said, you know, they were like, who is this guy who can control? You know, they didn't understand. This is the guy who created everything.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that, you know, doubt in the Christian life, I think, is a healthy thing, because we all every day take on the assumptions of the world that we live in. We have to live in the world. We've been commanded to live in the world, but to not be of it. And the only way you can do that is to continue to doubt what you're doing. I mean, you have to doubt what you're doing to say, am I doing what the Lord has commanded me to do?
But that means that you have to get in God's word and find yes. out the reason you're doing what you're doing.
Yes, it all comes back to reason.
Yes, and God's logic. Word is true, yes. and it is our compass, and it is why we live and what we do, mm-hmm. It's our guidebook.
And the Lord's, you know, the Lord,
and that's what it does. It makes you go back and say, "Well, why do I believe this? Because this is what Jesus said I should believe."
And Paul says, "Doubt." He didn't say it in these terms, but this is my version: doubt everything I say. Mm-hmm. Test it against the scriptures.
Test it, yeah. Do as the Bereans do.
Do as the Bereans do, and test everything I say against the scriptures. Doubt what you hear from your pastor. Doubt what, you know, doubt
your own. Don't just believe everything, because if you believe everything, you're going to get led astray.
Don't just believe, so if you find yourself doubting, don't fall into this fear of doubting that, oh my gosh, I this may be the end of my faith.
Yeah.
No. The Lord's fine with your doubting.
The Lord can do good with it.
You need to doubt what you've been told as a child in church. You need to doubt what other men of the Lord. You need to doubt what I'm saying right now, and go to the Bible and get your truth from there.
But the Lord can take that
time. The Lord's not afraid of you doubting,
and He can grow you into a more mature relationship with Him. My dad was very, very wise in sending me to a Christian college, mm-hmm. because he said, I want you to go do this for your first couple years, because I need you to decide why you believe in the Lord, and for you, not because of what your mom and I believe, not our faith. I want it to be your faith. I want you to establish your own relationship.
Right.
And that was big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
You've got to. And this grounded you for years, because mm-hmm. you had to figure it out for yourself.
I had to learn. And it was hard. It was very difficult. And I went through very difficult times. And my faith was challenged. And I did doubt. And I went through a lot of things. And it took a long period of time. But I am stronger because of it.
And I went through a similar time a similar kind of thing where I had to figure out why things. But anyway, so there you have it. If you're going through a period of doubt, if you're doubting that the Lord's speaking to you, if you doubt that, you know, that whatever you're doubting, mm-hmm. all I ask that you do, and I think all the Lord expects you to do, is to be honest. Mm-hmm. To be honest about it and not mask other thing, not throw, doubt it honestly.
He knows what you're thinking anyway, so you might as well just be honest with him.
Just doubt it honestly.
There's nothing wrong with it. He can handle it. He's tough.
Lord, I'm having a tough time right here, and I don't know about this.
I don't see it. I don't understand.
And then when he answers it, go, okay, I was wrong. You're right. Mm-hmm. I was, it's good that I doubted that, because you've shown me the truth here, that kind of thing.
And so, even with, this is always my thing, even with little things, even with things that in the grand scheme of things are not that important in the world, like whether my stove works or not, is not the biggest thing, most important thing in the world. And April pointed that out to me, lest she had to remind me, Faith, there could be worse things than not being able to use your stove and oven. just think about all the other problems. There's a lot of people without a job right now.
Right.
And you need to be, and I thought, okay, you're right.
Very thankful.
Because I was being very grumpy about it. So I had to stop and go, you know what, Lord, I really hate this. And this really frustrates me. And I mean, it makes planning to eat and do things a little bit more difficult.
Yep.
But I can do it. It's not a big deal. But I stood there and said, I don't understand why this has happened. I don't know what the plan is. I don't want you to try to teach me, but I don't get it, but I'm here. Teach me what you need to teach me. Because please help me, because I think this is dumb and I don't like it. And, he can take it.
Yep.
And he changed, turned my attitude around that day. I mean, that was a bad day. So, and it helped,
Good.
Gave me, okay, what do I need to do? You need to go look here. This will help. This will, so. And that's just a minor thing. I mean, just think what he can do with big things.
Yep.
Huge. I think that's good. I think it's good for you. That's good. That's it.
You don't want to put your thing
in? I don't want to do it.
Your 2 cents? Okay.
Nah.
All right. Well, we got lots of calls from people that we got to get to, too.
Oh, okay.
And we got your thing. So those two more shows right there for Thursday and Friday.
All right. Scared of us.
Plus, I've got RTB I got to get to somehow. I don't know how I'm going to get to that. Okay. So there you go. There's our doubting show. I also want to give a shout out to Winston. He helps me with the three blind squirrels. Three blind mice. He helps me with the 3 minute Bible study. And I really appreciate that. And he was here. He had to come for a funeral, and I still haven't heard from him. He may be mad at me, but he had to come for a funeral and we missed him. We were out of town and we didn't get back till late on Sunday. We got his message and I wrote down his number wrong and tried to call him on Monday and couldn't get hold of him. So sorry, Winston. I love you. I appreciate it. I wish we'd have got to see you.
Yeah.
And we weren't dissing you on purpose.
No.
Anyway, I sent him a message, but I don't know if I got it yet. All right. Well, that's it.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, I gotta play the music, don't I? I'm a little behind here. Whoops. Uh-oh. What happened?
You're yickety-yacking.
There it is. It was down there. It was in a place I wasn't expecting it. Well, what else?
That's it. We're saying goodbye. You need to play the music.
Play music. Play goodbye music. I'm sorry.
Outro.
I'm not ready to let him go yet.
We're coming back.
And I don't feel like we spent any quality time. We're coming back
and we got to put Helen to bed.
Okay. Love y'all.
Bios con Dios.
I love you. Don't go away. I'm still here. I haven't gone yet. No. Oh, see, you almost fast-forwarded and went and played the Jesus Geek, didn't you? But don't do that yet. Well, speaking of that, we got to get to the Jesus Geek stuff, too, because we're helping him with the water, life water, choose water, life for water. Anyway, we're helping him with that this month. I don't think I'm giving him my all. We may have to do it for 2 months.
Blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, We speak what we know, and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.